It's your birthday. Happy birthday. It's your birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Hey everybody, it's me, Adam. Coming at you a little different today. I'm actually recording on my cell phone. So my voice is obviously going to sound significantly different, but man, it's been a crazy weekend. I've been busy left and right, up, down, every which direction, four different directions of busy. And so I figured, you know, I'd take a minute here. I had to give all of the information about today. And it's big. It's big. It's crazy. I feel bad for this being the way that this has to get presented, but it was too big to wait. I couldn't wait till tonight. So I'm going to have to take the opportunity now to sneak out and just let you guys know what's going on with this day's history. Okay. So coming in, the rolling loser, you know, we all know, we all love, is October 6th. And we've all, I guess, felt trepidation in general about October 6th's place in this world. Because number three was Jeremy Sisto. Doesn't really provide much from a support standpoint. For the rest of the day. Number two, Amy Jo Johnson, also not really pulling her weight. She was the Pink Ranger. Okay, not a top celebrity. And the number one celebrity born on October 6th was Elizabeth Shue. And that's where the conundrum comes in, because we all like Elizabeth Shue. Everybody I've talked to has said great things about Elizabeth Shue, but she is headlining a day that is a national travesty. Okay, so let's compare it. Let's compare it against today. Today, October, what is it even? It's the 15th. Okay. October 15th. Let's think about this. Honorable mentions. This is really hard because I can't have the site up anymore because I can't do two screens with this app that records my voice in my phone. So I got to do this all based on memory. So honorable mentions. Well, let's see. There was Tanya Roberts, who was one of the Charlie's Angels in the last season of Charlie's Angels. She also played Donna Pizziotti's mom, Midge, on That 70s Show. Born on October 15th. Also, there was, of course, Elgin Lumpkin. Everybody knows Elgin Lumpkin. Born on October 15th. Oh, you don't know Elgin Lumpkin. Oh, I'm sorry. Maybe you know him by his performing name, Ginuwine. Yes, that's right. Ginuwine, the guy that sang Pony, the sex symbol of the 90s, Ginuwine. His real name's Elgin Lumpkin. So, suck on that. But anyway, yeah, he was also October 15th. Oh boy, who else? Who else? I mean, I guess we could throw in Mario Puzo. Puzo? I don't know. I don't know how to pronounce it. He wrote The Godfather. Okay. And so he was also born on October 15th. Anyway, that's our honorable mentions. Let's get through 3, 2, 1, because I'm excited about this. Number three, Dominic West. Now, Dominic West is an actor, pretty small name actor, pretty much only known for one role, and it was Jimmy McNulty in The Wire. And that's pretty much his one role. I think he's been on some other things, but nothing nearly as large as The Wire. So it was kind of strange because a lot of people from The Wire went on to do other stuff on other shows quite well. But not him. So who knows? Number two is Toriano Jackson. Toriano Adderall. Maybe Adderall Jackson. You may know him as Tito Jackson. One of the Jackson 5. And he's kind of the running joke of the Jackson 5. Anytime you want to reference the Jackson 5, you want to reference somebody that's in a very popular thing, but not very popular of a member of that popular thing, you say Tito Jackson. You say somebody's the Tito or somebody's the Ringo, right? Which is a disservice to Tito, because Tito was a talented musician. His guitar work is pretty good, despite the fact that you don't actually hear it on early Jackson 5 albums, because the studio didn't want any of Tito's stuff on the actual album. They wanted session guitars, so they had people re-record the guitar for all of that stuff. So Tito was barely in those early albums. He did a little bit of background vocals, and that's about it. Because he was, I mean, when they were up performing, Tito was in charge of playing the guitar. And, you know, now you've got this situation where, you know, everything's controlled for the band. And they're not allowed to play their own music. And boy, you hate to see that happen, you know. I mean, not now, because the Jackson 5 aren't exactly an extant entity anymore. But I mean, just like once they got into the realm of being a popular act, everything was controlled for them, and they weren't able to play their own music on the records, which was unfortunate. Anyway, Tito Jackson, October 15th, number one most popular and influential person born on October 15th is Penny Marshall. Okay, Penny Marshall's great. Penny Marshall's wonderful. Penny Marshall was in Laverne and Shirley. Okay, so most people would probably know her from that. She also was a director, and is a director, and directed some stinkers of movies, but also some really well-loved, awesome movies, such as Big and A League of Their Own, were both Penny Marshall flicks. Okay, so those are that's pretty good to have, you know, in your pocket. You know, say, hey, I'm in charge of bringing Big and A League of Their Own to this world. I mean, it was a collaborative effort on both cases. I mean, she wasn't the only person. She didn't act out all the roles in Big. Tom Hanks had a little bit to say about that. But you know what? Penny Marshall, great visionary director. And yes, she also did some terrible, terrible, terrible movies. Renaissance Man, which was a Danny DeVito led film that was whole so bad, is something that also has Penny Marshall's name stamped right on it. So they're not all winners, is what I'm going to tell you. But by and large, she's pretty good. Pretty good stuff. So let's do it. Let's do it. 3, 2, 1. Match them up. Jeremy Sisto versus Dominic West. Well, you know, I feel like this could go either way because they both seem pretty comparable. I'm going to give the nod to Dominic West just because The Wire far surpasses anything that Jeremy Sisto has been involved in. Look at the number twos. Amy Jo Johnson versus Tito Jackson. Well, Amy Jo, not a chance. Not a chance you're stepping to Tito. It's not going to happen. Sorry, kid. God bless you. But it's Tito Jackson. This is Tito Jackson. Not going to happen. Number ones, Elizabeth Shue and Penny Marshall. Oh, man. So this is the thing. This is why I'm like real nervous about the whole situation, because I think it's close. I think it's closer than any of us want to admit. And I feel like even at this moment, it could go either way. Penny Marshall, Elizabeth Shue, I don't know what to say. I don't know which one to give it to. I feel like any other day, I have to think of it like in absentia of everything else. If Penny Marshall was the one being dragged in after, you know, well over a week and a half's worth of losing, Penny Marshall was in this spot where she was just banging at the door of success, wanting to get in. And she came up again on a day where she had to fight off Elizabeth Shue. I think if I'm being honest to myself, I would say this is too close to call. I'm going to have to look at the twos and threes. And on that alone, it's already been a clean sweep for October 15th. Dominic West and Tito Jackson were enough to push Penny Marshall over the shoe cliff. So guess what? October 15th, surprise, surprise, surprise to me, because I thought it was going the other way when I started this. October 15th, you're safe. October 6th, here we are again. I really thought going into this would be your last day on the chopping block, but it's not. It's not what's going to happen. What's going to happen is it's going to continue on. Your nightmare is not ended and may not end until the end of the month, in which case it will just continue on until the Battle Royale at the very, very end of the year. And I'm terrified for you for that. But it's the way that things have shaped up here. So joining us back here tomorrow, hopefully things will get a little bit more regular. I know today this is coming in pretty late. Usually they like to be, you know, I like to get this posted real early in the morning. We had some family in town. I didn't really have much access to my recording setup. So I'm going to try to get some stuff recorded tonight. We'll get it posted and scheduled out ahead so we won't have this issue over the rest of the week, hopefully. But you know what? It's a free show. It's a free show about celebrity birthdays. And it's the weekend. Come on, let your hair down a little bit. You know, lay your head down in the sand, kick your shoes off, you know, put some fruit in your beer. It's like 52 degrees here today, so none of this is actually happening in my world. But, I mean, it could be in yours. This is all metaphorically speaking. Metaphorically speaking, like, chill in the sand and drink a beer with fruit in it, okay? And I'll see you tomorrow here on This Day is History. Stay fresh.
Happy birthday.